let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. I, Human by Othmar Bruner is a book about fairness in a more gentle world in regards to crime economy. Now, in the novel, Othmar says that in most cases, the victims are being victimized by lawyers, judges, based on their bleeding heart attitude toward criminals. This bleeding heart attitude is the beginning of the downfall of our present society as we know it. He explores the unfairness of our current economic situation in the form of large multinational corporations closing thousands of factories in America and decimating entire communities driven by greed. Othmar was born in Switzerland. He studied, worked in electrical contracting, and eventually engineering. Also spent 1 year in the military. In 1970, he immigrated to Vancouver, British Columbia. He lives there now in a suburb of Vancouver, British Columbia, with his life companion, Bridget. They have five children, own a high-end optical store. Othmar Bruner, author of I, Human, is our guest on This Week in America. Othmar, thank you so much for being with us. It's a pleasure to have you on the program today.
Likewise, thank you.
It is such an important book, and so many topics you talk about that really get us thinking, and at this point, we really need to do some thinking. Where did the original concept come from? What inspired you to write I, Human?
Since I'm a teenager, I was always a fan of the United States. I think that's the biggest, nicest country we have ever achieved putting together. And it really broke my heart watching all these multinational corporations basically destroying the economy of the Americans, because the Americans, they're the pioneer in manufacturing, right?
Yes.
Go
ahead and finish that thought, because that really is a key, and it's something that we're going to be debating here in the States for probably years to come.
The way I look at it is, because if you shut down multinational corporations, taking away important, good-paying manufacturing jobs, and you export them to overseas, in this particular case is China, you're taking away very important jobs for Americans. In addition, in China, they have much lower wages. They don't have any environmental control like we have in the Western world. They steal American technology. They force the American corporations to hand over their technologies in order for them to operate in China. So what we are doing now is we are exporting resources to China, and they exporting back manufactured goods.
Which is amazing. The novel, I, Human, really tackles these issues. Othmar Bruner, our guest and the author, that's Othmar. Bruner is B as in boy, R-U-N-N-E-R. Let's talk a little bit further about that unfair trade, because the picture you paint is exactly, and I think it sort of slips up on many of us Americans, what actually is happening. What are some of your thoughts on unfair trade? Some of the problems out there that we really need to address, don't we?
Exactly. And for an example, another unfair thing is, for an example, why is Toyota, Honda, Nissan permitted to have manufacturing or factories in the United States, but Ford and General Motors are not permitted in Japan? This is protectionism, and it's criminal. Why is that allowed by the government? It's unfair trade. You know, before Pearl Harbor, the Western world didn't want to buy Japanese goods, right, for whatever reason. So yes, they attacked the United States in Pearl Harbor to get even with them. And now the Japanese are doing exactly the same, and the Americans let them get away with that. And the same thing is happening in Europe. You cannot buy a GM car or Ford in Japan unless you pay 2-3 times the price. This is unfair, it's protectionism, and has to be stopped.
One of the many topics talked about in the book by Othmar, the book is I, Human. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com in the bookstore, other places as well. Click onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can get information and order the book as well. You mentioned something there that's another interesting topic, environment. Give me some of your thoughts on the environment, where we stand today, and if we're doing enough to preserve the environment we have.
Well, the way we are going right now, like Steve Hawkins, that famous scientist, you know, who died last year, he said we are basically racing towards a wall, and that's absolutely right. I think in the Western world, we are doing a lot to kind of stop this madness, but how unfortunate in the other part of the world, like Asia, India, China, they don't care about the environment, they pollute the planet, and the pollution has no boundaries, right? Because the oceans are basically polluted. It creates clouds, rain, it goes across the whole entire world and rains on the Western world and destroys everything, right?
Yes.
And I think Steve Hawking is absolutely right. If you don't stop, if you don't reverse that, we're going to have a catastrophe because nature will always get its way. And just imagine now us shipping all these resources to China and they are shipping manufactured goods back. Imagine the pollution with the airplanes and ships by doing that. It's a catastrophe. It's unbelievable.
And it all, it's interesting how everything you talk about sort of has a little commonality to it. You can see a connection. We're talking about the environment, but yet we can go back to fair trade and see where unfair trade has a negative impact on our environment. You touch on crime, too, and this is interesting, the way we deal with crime now, and it real honestly just doesn't seem to be working. What are some of your thoughts about crime and locking people up?
See, I think a freedom like the United States or the Western Europe, that's the ultimate for human beings, right? But freedom will only work if we protect the majority of human beings who obey the law. But right now, the criminals, they make a mockery of our laws. Imagine people who kill people, they go into the court, they are protected by lawyers, and they asking the criminal, are you going to tell the truth and for, and you know, do you honestly believe a murderer is going to tell the truth if it's going to discriminate against him?
Yes.
It's unbelievable. You know, people like that need to be punished. We have to protect the public from bad people. And when you stick him into a jail for 30 years, do you honestly believe the guy is going to come back and not kill anybody? Would a judge who's going to release a guy like that after 30 years want to live beside him? He would be scared he's going to re-offend, right?
Well, and that's sort of a good criteria to use when you see that happen. I wonder if the judge is considering that person he's releasing could move in next to him and his family.
He wouldn't let him. He would be scared, right?
Exactly. He'd have police protection.
But then why is it okay for him to release it to another community, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's, you have this way of breaking things down, these issues that we're talking about, where we sort of get a common sense perspective we may not have because we become overwhelmed with all of these. Part of the reason I think we become overwhelmed is the whole political situation, the division that you see going on here in the U.S. Talk about politics, your thoughts on the whole political system in the United States.
Well, I'm right now, I'm a fan of Donald Trump. I don't know whether I should be saying that or not. Not necessarily because of a person, right? Because, you know, a lot of people don't like him because he's not diplomatic and all that. But his policies, like, you know, going to China and kind of want to change these unfair trade practices and all kinds of other things, I think his policies are the right policies. It's just the way he goes about it. I think he's doing it right, and he has a lot of support, like, not necessarily up front, but he has a lot of support, but then he has a lot of people who are against him.
Yes.
Because the Democrats are actually responsible for all these unfair trade practices, right, they signed. They signed this deal with the Chinese, right, to have all these multinational corporations going overseas. And it really has nothing to do with producing cheaper products for Americans. It's all for the shareholders to make more money. That's what the purpose is, right? And that needs to be stopped. And everybody's saying, let's say, if they don't manufacture goods in China, products will be more expensive. That is true. But if Americans now can work in factories in the United States, make more money, a year or 2 years down the road, they make more money and they can afford more expensive goods. And it stays in the United States. Manufacturing is the backbone of a good society. Right now, the Americans only have service jobs, right?
Yes.
High-tech
yes.
and all that. And that's totally wrong. And they're handing over that technology to the Chinese. They steal intellectual property. They do all kinds of crooked things. And we let them get away with that. And then when Trump stands up to them, everybody calls him, you know, like, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, yes, exactly. That's part of the whole political yeah. battle going on down here. And if we don't hand it over to the Chinese, they just take it anyway, from what I say.
They so take it anyway, exactly.
Yeah, it ends I up mean, in their possession.
If Apple wants to build a factory in China, that's fine, but that should only be for the Chinese market, but not for the export back to the United States. It's totally wrong.
Othmar Bruner, our guest on the program. The book, if you're just joining us, is I, Human. That's a small I and then human, I, Human. The book's available at writersrepublic.com, Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website. You can link on directly. Healthcare is another issue that a topic you discuss as well. What are your thoughts on healthcare?
Okay, the way I look at it is like, for an example, our young generation, the growing up generation, right, it's most important resource in a society. We have to make sure that the next upcoming generation is treated fairly. That consists of, first of all, give them free education, you know, university and all that.
Yes.
We have to give the younger generation a chance to go into real estate, which they are not able to do right now because we create all these millionaires in China, right, because with these unfair trade practices. They come here, we let them come here, they create a real estate bubble to the point where young Americans or young Western Europeans cannot afford a house. Like in Vancouver, it's the same. An average house is like $1 million. How can a young kid coming from university with a young family buy a real estate,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they can't.
It's all bought by Asians, you know? It's a joke. So anyway, my book talks about how you can reverse that. This is probably fiction, right? What I'm basically saying is if you would bring back all these multinational corporations in the United States, you take the entire prison population in the United States, you implant silicone chips into their heads, and you program them the life they have to live. You program them that they work in these factories for a minimum wage as punishment for the crime they committed. And with the money you save, it's trillions of dollars. You can finance free health care, free medical, free daycare.
You know, this book, I said, will get you thinking. And you can tell in listening to Othmar talk, this book will get you thinking. And that's something that that we need to do as we face all of these problems head on. The book is I, Human. You mentioned a couple there, and we've got a few minutes left in the program. Daycare is another important topic, and I think you had that in that, you know, so many people are, they make some money, but they spend most of it, a significant portion of it at least, in daycare. Talk about how we can make that more accessible.
That's exactly right, because now because of all these millionaires coming to the United States now, and the young people can't afford real estate, most of them had to work, right?
Yes.
Our parents, they grew up, the mother was staying home, the father would be the provider, which is not, I'm not necessarily saying that's the way it should be, but that's the way it was, right?
Yes.
Because the man made enough money for the woman to bring up a family. Now you cannot do that because real estate is so expensive. Both of them have to work. Now, if you have children, how is that possible? Just like you said, daycare is so expensive. One wage goes towards daycare. So what's the point? So we have to look after young people, education-wise. We have to look after the families, daycare. Plus, we have to, I think we should also have not necessarily free medical. It has to be a medical system so it doesn't get abused, right? There has to be certain
yes.
restrictions.
Yes.
Who can use it? Because every time something is free, it gets abused, right?
Exactly. And
so if you could take this prison population and make them productive in factories, you know, not all of it, but some of it. So they work during daytime and then they go into a dormitory, whatever, under protection. I mean, the book explains that they have silicone chips in their head. All the streets in the prison society is guided by fiber optic cables and all that. So you program them exactly the life you want them to live. And they work in these factories, and I actually give all the numbers. You save trillions of dollars. And you could finance all this without even having to increase the taxes in the United States.
A fascinating concept worthy of discussion, and Othmar does that in his book, I, Human. A couple minutes left in the program. Two other areas I wanted to talk about here at the end of the program. Immigration, which will be a focal point of the election once again, and religion. Let's start with immigration. What are your thoughts on immigration?
I'm 100% for immigration, right? I'm an immigrant in Canada, but I strongly believe when a person decides to go and live in a different country, it is your duty to take on that guest country's culture. That's how you say thanks and show appreciation that that country lets you live there. Nowadays, these people come to the countries, they don't want to speak the language of that country. They don't want to take on the culture of that country. What I'm saying, if you're not willing to take on the culture of that country, please do not come and go back where you come from. That's the least thing somebody can do, is to integrate. Because if you don't integrate, it creates racism.
Yes, and here's someone who has, I mentioned, immigrated to British Columbia. A minute or so left. I need to touch on religion. This is the foundation of what so many people base their lives on. And now it seems to be fractured like everything else in society. What are your thoughts on religion as it stands now?
Well, you know, that's a very difficult subject, right?
Yes.
A lot of people, they believe in religion, and they need that to be better human beings, right?
Yes.
I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not a religious person. I believe in something almighty who is responsible for all this universe and all that. But I don't look at it like Muhammad or Jesus Christ, whatever. I just find a neutral almighty. And that's what I admire. He created this beautiful world and universe and all that. But it has nothing to do with religion, right? Like a religion is responsible for a lot of bad things in the world, like, you know, wars in Middle East and you name it, right? That could go on and on and on and on. But for some people, if they have religion and it makes them better human beings, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
The book will get you thinking. I, Human. It's sort of like why people write books and throw it out there for us to consider, whether you agree with everything that Othmar has said, disagree, sort of partial, maybe agree with some, not with others. It will get you thinking and bring you a perspective that maybe you don't have and will consider. So the book is extremely important, especially now. I, Human, I's a small I, Human. That's the title of the book. Othmar Bruner is the author, Othmar. Bruner is Brunner. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com in their bookstore. You'll find it at the usual places as well. Also at Othmar's website, which is othmarbrunner.com. And I'll spell it one more time, othmarbrunner.com. Information on Othmar and the book there. You can order it there as well. And all of that, if you're traveling and can't remember, I'm throwing a lot at you, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll have the link there, and you'll be able to get information and order the book there as well. Othmar, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on a very successful, thought-provoking book that's out there. A lot of people talking about it all across the country. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
And thank you very much for having me, okay?
It has been our pleasure. Othmar Bruner.
Please stay all safe, okay?
And thank you very much. Do the same. This is a difficult time we're living through. So you and your family stay safe in British Columbia.
Yep.
And Othmar's book is I, Human. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com. And, of course, go to our website and you'll get all the information. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.